I live in moderation. I live in moderation. People get very excited about performing miracles and get excited about doing wonderful things and being a wonderful person, and they want to hurry up and do it. They want to hurry up and learn to play the piano. They want to hurry up and learn to be a good speaker. They want to hurry up and learn to be a good practitioner. They want to hurry up and accomplish all the gifts in their life. And that doesn't work that way. It sometimes gets overdone and it gets out of place and things happen that you don't really want to happen. And this is why it's so very important for us to realize that when we live in moderation, wonderful things happen in our life. When we live in moderation, realizing that all is in divine order, when we realize that everything that we do leads to a very happy conclusion, if we take it easy, take it slow, take it in pace, and just move along, doing it so divinely and so beautifully and so wonderfully that everything works out in divine order. Now, why is it that we are in such a rush to accomplish everything that we want to accomplish? We're in a rush, 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 rush world. And in this rush, 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 rush world, we don't get anything done faster. We just get things done with more confusion. We get things done with more unhappiness on our part because we don't do it in a perfect way. Now, you go to a chef and you ask him to show you how to cook a particular meal. And he'll say to you, okay, first you gather together all of your equipment and you gather together all of your parts that go into the meal and you set them out in front of you and you have them all in order. And then you know that you can cook certain things while other things are cooking, and some things have to be cooked at the very end because they need to have attention in just that way. But all things need to be done in moderation. Oh, you might sear something, you might do that, but generally speaking, you don't. Generally speaking, you do things in a bright, charming way, and you do it with moderation. So, you're going to cook a beautiful meal. You prepare the meal. You prepare the table very beautifully. You prepare the food very beautifully. You cut the parts of the vegetables in just a perfect way. You slice the meat in just a perfect way. You do everything in just a perfect way. And then you just take a tiny little tincture, a dab of spice or seasoning, not a lot, because it's just a little bit that makes all the difference in the world. And too much is what we've been accustomed to with our McDonald's, but the thing is, we don't need to be accustomed to that. The Kentucky Fried Chicken is just a pile of salt, and these things are so tasteful, so delicious, but if you were to be given Kentucky Fried Chicken to eat every day for a week, three meals a day, or even just one meal a day, you would soon tire of it because your body has sufficient salt taken in from this abundance that you're giving it. Now, you want to make everything in life to be a beautiful experience. You want to make everything in life to be an exciting, happy experience. You want to make everything in life be something that you want to repeat, and you want to do it again and again. And the only way you do that is if you live your life and if you do everything in your life in a studied, definite moderation. Everything you do is lovingly done so that as you do it, it is done so that you can enjoy it and be fulfilled with it and be dramatic with it and be delighted with it. Moderation is a word that we don't usually like. We like the race cars and the violence and the wars and the tangible unhappinesses that come with it. Why do we do that? Well, some people would like to have that every day. They're in the minority, thank goodness. But most people do not want that at all. They want to live in moderation. They don't want to be at war with one another. They don't want to be in conflict all the time. They don't want to be in strong, heavy debate all the time. They don't want to do these things. They want to live in a moderate, happy relationship, having, as we have always said, everything in divine order. And as you live with everything in divine order, as you live in this positive state of being, life has meaning and life has success. And as we live in this moderation, we find that we are able to do beautiful things and accomplish beautiful goals. The chef who does everything moderately and he knows what he's doing, he can be doing many different menus at one time, knowing how much time to give to each, so that he doesn't burn them, he doesn't sear them, he doesn't do things to them, or undercook them. Because an undercooked piece of meat or an undercooked piece of vegetable is just as untasty as one that's overcooked. We live in a world where we can set the pace, where we can set the lifestyle that is important to us, and we do it in moderation. We live in a world where we are in charge of how fast we go. Do we want to go to the racetrack every day? Do we want to play golf every day? Do we want to play tennis and play the games of life every day? Or do we now want to sit down with a good book? Or do we want to sit down with friends and have a beautiful discussion on philosophy and on ideas of life? How wonderful it is. I was visiting at my brother's home, and he had just passed away, and we were the family all together there. And we sat around late into the evening, or into the early morning hours, sitting, talking philosophy, talking ideas, talking about how wonderful life is and what a blessing my brother Howard had been as he lived his life. And how many noble things he did. Oh, he did all sorts of things, but the majority of the things that he did were so fantastic that he developed about him a cadre of friends. As the service was held for his memorial, there were perhaps 200 or more people in the church who thought highly of Howard. Now, they didn't think highly of him because he was rushing through life, but he lived his life in a certain moderation. He did his hunting and his fishing and his golfing and he did his games, but he did them in moderation. Oh, you say, well, he really went out every day, or he went out every, not during his working hours, not while he was on his job. After he retired, perhaps he spent more time on his games than before. But always, he taught moderation to his children, to his grandchildren, and to his great-grandchildren. Always he lived that moderate attitude of life. Can you and I say that we live a moderate attitude of life? Can you and I say that we gather about ourselves all that is wonderful and good, and we often have deep, penetrating, intensive, and delightful discussions in moderation of what we are talking about? Whether it's religion, or whether it's government, or whatever it may be, or whether it's sports. Always we do it in moderation. Always we do it in love. And when you have a person who is overly into something, you soon burn out with their relationship and with their activity, because we are not built to burn out. We are not built to have too much of anything. We're just built to have enough to do it wonderfully. Bill Gates doesn't worry about money. He doesn't worry about this or that. But yet, when Bill Gates goes to the store, he buys wisely. He buys things that appeal to him. He doesn't buy just because he can afford to buy the store. He buys things that make him happy. And he buys in moderation. Oh, he may have more than 10 or 20 pair of shoes, but many people who don't have a great deal of money have 10 or 20 pair of shoes. In fact, I just look at my own closet, and I've got 20 pair of shoes up there that I have from over the years. They haven't quite worn out. They're still very good, and some of them are really new, and some are new. And does that make me an immoderate person? Hardly. It just means that circumstances brought these shoes to me, and I have them now, and I wear one pair of shoes basically every day. I do things in moderation. And I have a pair of slippers that I wear in the house. I do things in moderation. I do everything in my life in moderation, and I do it lovingly and wonderfully. I live in moderation. And because I live in moderation, I am having a life that's filled with beautiful expressions everywhere I look. And you can too. When you decide you're going to cook a meal and prepare everything ahead of time, laying it out before you, when it comes time to cook it, everything is just a snap, an easy thing, because that's what life is. I live in moderation, and I know you do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.